Hello and welcome to beautiful Taipei, Taiwan. We're here at a very special show. This is the 360 Degree Mobility Mega Show. It's a combination of multiple shows. We have Taipei AMPA, eMobility Taiwan, and Autotronics Taipei. So if you're in the automotive industry or e-mobility industries, this is the show you have to attend. Now, I've been going to these shows all around the world for years now, and this is my third time at this one. And inside, I want to show you why, if you're in the industry looking for the right supply chain partners or partnerships for your next company, or you're launching a startup in e-mobility or mobility, this is the show you have to attend. So inside, I want to show you some of the cool technology and the amazing things happening. And let's get started. Let's go. All right, we're now here at eTrigo. Fun fact, eTrigo has about a 50% market share for DC fast chargers here in Taiwan. It's a huge company. But what makes them really interesting is, first of all, they provide a wide variety of options. This is a 1.8 megawatt charger. This would be for large ships, big rigs, big trucks, 18-wheelers, and things like that. This could charge something like that really quickly. You can see the size of that cabinet. But of course, there's just traditional car chargers as well.
It's also our AC for electric car, 7 kilowatts, mainly for household and also for public parkings where you will park your car overnight. Then they can install these kind of products.
So I can have tap to pay?
Yes.
If I worked maybe in an apartment complex, maybe, and I want to offer charging for the residents.
And we have a small DC. This is 22 kilowatts, a small DC. And also 40 kilowatts, okay. Mainly for these like shopping malls, park,
right.
Car parks.
This, I think, is one of the most important parts, yes, of the industry.
Yes.
Because we have DC fast charging if you're on a trip, but yeah, a lot of people, when they go grocery shopping, you, yes, don't need to be pulling 180 kilowatts. Yes. You could just have 5 or 6 cars,
yeah,
charging
because
like
if
this.
If you buy a high output power charger,
yeah,
it will cost you a lot.
Right. Yeah. You got your CCS2 chargers like this one here. And this is actually fully contained, meaning that the inverters, the power electronics, everything you need to charge a car is built right in. You don't have to have separate cabinets anywhere else. Now, they have an option for every use case. But what makes this company interesting is they white label, meaning if you're a charge point provider, you can have your labels and your logos on all this equipment. And the most important thing isn't just the charger. It's the entire holistic management, knowing how your stations are doing, the health, how they're performing. So check this out. They go much beyond just installing chargers. First, let's start here. They have a UV fire sentry system. Can we show that off here? So they have sensors and cameras. If you look over here, as soon as a fire flame is detected over here, you get an alert in your central command center. So whoever is managing the station would get an alert telling them that a fire was detected. Then there's AI smoke detection. Let's show that off. Here's a little smoke, you see that? Okay, this camera picks that up, instantly tells you that smoke was detected, and then actually pops up a camera feed. So you know, you don't just see that there's smoke detected, you can actually see what's going on at your station, shut things offline, take action, whatever that might be. Finally, this is actually a thermal imaging camera that looks at your EV, the battery pack, the hardware underneath your car, to see if there's any hot spots. Maybe a couple of cells are shorted out or causing runaway thermal effects. You could see that. And if anything jumped to a level where it was unsafe, it could alert you and shut off the system. And then finally, there's an entire mobile thermal blanket. So if you had a big bus, for example, that's pulling 1.8 megawatts and something bad happened, you have a blanket, a thermal blanket that you could cover for safety. And that's really at the heart of what we need. If we want to make charging more ubiquitous and widespread, and easy to manage and reliable, this is gonna be the kind of technology that makes that happen. We're here at KS Terminals. Now they make all sorts of adapters, plugs, harnesses, and everything else that you need for electrical wiring and supply. Now this stuff really matters because depending on how fast you're charging, you gotta get the right size wire. Do you need liquid cooling in your cable ribbon? And so much more. But there's also wires and terminals. Look at this, right? Depending on how much current you need to provide, you have to have terminals that are sized appropriately. So this is one of those vendors that we've met with in the past that provides all of that to make it easy. We are here at Delta. Delta is one of those massive companies you might not have heard of, but they make components in almost everything that we use. But But today, I want to focus on cooling and thermal management. Now, for electric vehicles or any vehicles, we have more and more computers on board, and all those computers need cooling. Let's start right up here, though. Look at this.
This impeller or the glaze, they call it bionic.
Oh, bionic.
Yeah, bionic. To simulate some burst.
So this would be a large moving fan. And you can see these curves and these little shapes here to minimize noise when this spins around moving air. This would be for electronics and battery systems, large, massive, you know, fans over radiators. Then we have smaller stuff like this. This would be for autonomous vehicles and self-driving computers. As we have more and more hardware and sensors, we need more cooling. But you can see how small they get. And then we get to the bigger stuff. This is at the heart of an electric vehicle. This is the power electronics. This is where the DC-DC converters and all the big hardware resides. And this whole thing is water cooled. You've got an inlet and outlet, and Delta designs and sells this entire box. And over here is your inverter for the traction motor. There's a little motor over here. I don't know if you can see that right over here, but this entire display really kind of helps lay out what all goes into it. But there's your motor, the inverter that powers it. And this whole system is how you modulate how much power you give to the vehicle. Moving right along here, we have intelligent cockpit systems, and you can see the different form factors. Here we have a heat sink in this orientation, and we have a fan right here in the middle, smaller things, and you can just kind of see all the different PCBs, whatever your chip architecture is, they've got fans for it. Interestingly, on the back, we're seeing more and more cars come with heated and cooled seats, and that's kind of how they do it. Back there, we have auto HVAC and cabin comfort fans. Now, one of my favorite things in thermal management and thermodynamics are vapor chambers. What engineers realized is what's even better than like pure copper or aluminum for transferring heat is a vapor chamber. So here, there's a phase change that happens from a liquid to a gas, and that moves heat much better. And here we have a fan and heat sink and a vapor chamber. This is for autonomous driving systems, ADAS systems, and this is a vapor chamber that can sit right on top of your PCB, your self-driving computer. And again, as thin as that is right here, this vapor chamber can replace the heat sink and give you really, really efficient cooling. This is another water block. Water comes in and out, and this is tailor-made for a particular PCB. And this is made to keep every single component cool with water cooling.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Yeah, okay, wow. Yeah.
So that we can use the one unit.
Water in and out, so must snake through.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Back and out, okay. Beautiful machining. When cars drive themselves, this sort of thing is gonna become really, really paramount. So if you're working on anything that has to do with cars and higher levels of compute power, you're gonna have to find a way to cool it all. Fans, you can see here, these drum style fans are made for HVAC systems. This removes the large bulk air and cabin air handling in your HVAC system. And between everything that you see here behind me, you can manage all the heat in your mobility project. Okay, this is a first for me here at the show. We're here with PEWC, and they have a vanadium redox flow battery. Now, unlike a traditional lithium iron phosphate battery, this actually has liquids in two different tanks. Depending on if you're charging or discharging, you have a redox reaction, a reduction or oxidation reaction that actually charges and discharges. Now, some of the key benefits are safety. This chemistry is not flammable at all. So this is gonna be much safer than any other type of battery chemistry. Also, it's very environmentally friendly. It has a 20,000 cycle life, which is probably double or triple that of a lithium iron phosphate battery. And that's another one of those things that they actually have installed here in Taiwan. Maybe we'll go and visit it and make a video about it in the future. Remember when I told you that depending on what you're trying to make or your next project, everything you could find here at the show? Well, that's never more clear than here with Foxconn. Foxconn is one of the most amazing Taiwanese companies. They're a contract manufacturing company. In fact, they are the largest contract electronics manufacturing company on Earth. And I can almost guarantee you have something made by Foxconn in your house right now. For example, iPhone, iPad, right? Every Nintendo device since the GameCube. So my son's Switch, for example. Amazon Kindles, all made by Foxconn. This is Foxtron, their electric vehicle platform as a service concept. They want to take what they've done for manufacturing electronics and bring it to building cars. So with Foxtron, they're providing what's called CDMS, or Contract Design and Manufacturing Service. So if you want to build the next great electric vehicle, you could come with your design and build something on their platform with all their engineering expertise, all their integration, research and development, and manufacturing prowess, and actually see your dream come to life relatively quickly. And that is, I think, going to be a huge part of the future. And it's amazing what these guys have been doing. All right, we're here at HDRE, which is an energy management solutions provider. Oftentimes, there's a lot of different companies along the way that come together with different areas of expertise that combine to make things possible. For example, this is a solar charge controller. You've probably seen that before. This has the inverter that takes the DC and can actually charge this battery or power your home appliances or send it back to the grid. The bigger challenge with energy really is software. So depending on when electricity is expensive, cloudy days, or if there's grid outages, this can be smart in how it manages your energy for you to save you on your electric bills and to make sure that you have power when you need it. One of the things I'm always fascinated about by business is collaborations and partnerships. For example, Family Mart is one of the largest convenience store chains here in Taiwan. Now, this behind me is an early partnership with HDRE to bring PV power, solar panels on top of the roof, about a 10 kilowatt system, down to a 200 kilowatt hour battery pack, plus EV chargers and so much more. So if you have a roof and you have solar panels, you can be your own charge provider. You can send energy back to the grid, make money, lower your energy costs, have backup power, and do all of this with a fully contained system like what HDRE provides. Partnerships in business, that's what the show really is all about. If this was actually something they would make, my children would absolutely love it. But this is a prototype. It's kind of a design concept at a smaller scale, just like this here. But this company, San Juan, actually helps with prototyping design to help bring your ideas to life. So if you're looking for prototyping work, styling, design, tooling, production, this is a company that you definitely got to go check out. This is Want Win. They do fine machining. Look at some of this stuff. This is a clutch. And this is kind of a breakout view of all the different clutch plates and discs that come together for like a manual transmission. Look at some of these shafts. Look at just the fine tolerances and machining. And this is my favorite. This is a sequential gearbox. And this cutout view shows you what it looks like on the inside. And you can see kind of some of the valves and ports. And this is actually where the transmission lies inside. And this would be the shifter over here. So another one of those things, if you need fine machining for any of the mechanical components in your build, they got your back. This is TKS Industrial Corporation. And when you see things like this, this digital rearview mirror, you might be thinking that car companies make this themselves, but they actually contract out to companies like TKS. And it's not just digital rearview mirrors, it's the cameras, and it's also wing mirrors like this here. If you ever see cars that have the blind spot monitoring and other features like that, it comes from companies like this that build this. So if you're building cars and you're looking for that technology, you want to have the latest cutting edge stuff, companies like TKS can definitely help you out with that. Those are big trucks. These are passenger cars. Again, big trucks. But you can see the wide variety of products that they provide. And again, if you're looking for this and you need it for your application, this is a great place to start. Okay, so that is a really quick look at the 360-degree Mega Mobility shows here in Taipei. This is one of the most amazing conventions you'll ever attend. And you start to realize just how important it is in mobility to have the right partnerships. We've met companies that make mirrors for companies, self-driving tech, cameras, and so much more. We've seen companies that do machining, companies that do prototyping and simulation, companies that make gears and electric motors and platforms and so much more. So if you're in the industry and you want to attend a show once a year, that will help you make the right contacts, form the right partnerships, find the right parts of your supply chain, this is it. And if you can't attend this year, put it on your calendar and make sure to come next year, because there is so much here and it's way more than we can cover in one video. You really have to come out here and walk these halls for about a day or two to really see it all. But hopefully that gives you a little bit of a flavor of what's happening here and why you have to attend next year. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Ricky, and we'll see you soon. Yeah.